and time to talk sport. Sam Ackerman is our commentator. Kia ora, how are you, Sam?
I'm very well. I think we're into day 568 of school holidays.
That's what it feels like.
It feels like it. So, kia kaha, all the,
thoughts and prayers.
No, but it has been wonderful. We've always loved extra time with the kids, but she's a full-on life with school holidays and attempting to work from home, Susie, I can tell you.
Yeah, sometimes you can have too much of a good thing. I think you've just been away in Niue, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Just got back from Niue this week, and it was a great spot. Lots of time in the water for the kids, lots of fun. And you wouldn't believe it, Susie, but I managed to track down some rugby league to watch while I was over there, so was certainly a happy man in that regard. It used to be rugby. It's not obviously not a huge population in Niue, about 1,700 all up, but rugby used to be the dominant game there, but you can't play it outside of high school, the high school that's in Niue, so there's not a lot of opportunity for rugby there at the moment. Rugby league has taken a real foothold. I went to a nines event, so that's like their version of sevens in rugby league, and there's four villages going head-to-head, and Tuapa is a very strong village, was winning all their games, but you know, Avasili and Alofi and Akupu all putting a dig too. Got to speak to all the coaches there and find out the lay of the land. It, lots of young players coming through and, you know, just a lot kind of developing. But Tuamotu, which is the name of Niue in rugby league over there, which is, by the way, the flag says NRL, which is fantastic. I love that. I love seeing over there making it look nice and flash too. But it was a really cool event. Great to see there's some real talent in there too and a lot of passion representing the villages. And I know that there's some connections building with New Zealand Rugby League and the Warriors and some other places with the Pacific correspondents for the NRL. It's very cool for rugby league to be taking a foothold there. Concern for rugby in general, just that's kind of the way the Pacific Islands is kind of being viewed right now, is that it's wonderful to see, you know, the Drua taking a real grab of Fiji and rugby. If you're a rugby official, there are inroads being made in quite a few places right now for rugby league, but it was wonderful to see what it meant to everybody on the island there, and a lot of fun to sit down and watch some rugby league.
Interesting stuff. Now, speaking of such things with rugby league, what's going on with the Warriors? 3 weeks without a win. Is the bubble bursting?
Yeah, well, everyone, it's a fair question to ask, Susie, because obviously the Up the Wires movement, the Warriors hype train, has been huge after what was a monumental season last year. Five home games this season, five sellouts. Unheard of. They have the hottest ticket in town. Every sporting franchise in this country would want to bottle what the Warriors have and go with it. Listen, they lost to the Titans last night and yesterday afternoon, I should say. It was a close game in the end, 27-24, but the Warriors' defense really kind of wilted to allow the Titans to come through and take pressure, much like they did the week before against the Dragons. Now, the NRL, Susie, is a game where literally last can beat first at any time. It is one, what the big selling point for it. It is quite an open one. But the Titans, as though they've been doing very well, being competitive with top sides, they hadn't won a game all season going into this. They lost to the Dragons, the Warriors, the week before. And fans would kind of accept losing one of those, but losing both is a bit of a challenge. The attack was certainly not as fluent as it can be, as it has been. And, you know, fair enough that questions are being raised. Some are saying, are their title aspirations now dented? It is very early into the season, round eight of 26, 27 weeks. So it's, you know, and they're only like one win away from fifth place, and they're currently sitting in 11th. So there's a lot of wriggle room. But the Warriors do need to find the formula, because right now, the last couple of weeks, definitely not clicking. They have to find a way to have more confidence in their defence. Players coming in and out of positions, in particular on the wings, really created just kind of two easy opportunities now for the past fortnight. So a lot of work, and it doesn't get any easier. Let me tell you, they're away for, they're not back at home until this time next month, the 26th of May. So 3 weeks on the road with tough games against the Roosters and the Panthers, two very strong sides in amongst that. So the Warriors do need to right the ship, because while it's not need for panic stations, they can't find themselves slipping too far away from that top eight. But I can tell you that everybody at the ground, there's a lot of people left obviously disappointed with the result, but 24,000 people, there was a huge energy right up to the last minute and leaving, heading out the door as well. I understand the entire All Black coaching staff was there to take it in and watch how it all went down too. Just, I'm sure they'll be sharing some tools of the trade between them and the Warriors as well. So it's great to see the codes kind of working collaboratively and supporting each other like that. But yeah, everybody who was there was invested to the last minute. Yes, the results aren't coming, but I don't think the bubble's burst. I think the enthusiasm is still there. That said, they do need to start putting it out on the field, what we know they're capable of. Some injuries, but you know, no excuses for some of the mistakes that were made along the way.
Looking, though, to football, and this could be a really huge weekend for the Wellington Phoenix.
This is really, really exciting, and I don't think enough people are getting excited about it. Now, if you're a Wellingtonian, you have the top team in the A-League, which is the competition played across New Zealand and Australia. Right now, the Phoenix are the only team, though Auckland are joining, Auckland FC joining next year. They play their last game of the regular A-League season against MacArthur tomorrow at Sky Stadium. Now, if they win and the other team that's closest to them, the Central Coast Mariners, they lose their game, I think they're playing the Newcastle Jets at the same time. They play at the same time. And if the Knicks win and the Mariners lose, they will be presented with the Premier's plate. Now, that's for coming top of the regular season before you go into the players in the playoffs. And it'll be the first piece of silverware the team has ever won. So the Mariners do have another game in hand after that. But should the Phoenix win and they lose, they won't be able to make up that ground. So they've actually gone to the effort, the A-League, of flying the silverware over. It's literally within touching distance now for the Phoenix. Now, a result there would be fantastic to get that done. Obviously, a draw or a loss would still mean it could go down either way. A loss, and if the points go to the Mariners in their games, then they'll finish second. Either way, they're in such a good position now, and I'd really hope there's a great turnout of Wellington sports fans. The Hurricanes aren't playing this weekend. They're playing the same day, so a big day for Wellington sports fans. But it's a reason to get out and support this team, because over the next month, they could achieve something very special, something extremely special. And the best thing about winning the Premier's plate would mean that they finish top. And if they do that, that means that if they keep winning their games in the playoffs, the final will be held in Wellington. A huge advantage, a monumental moment as well. So that would be incredible. So, yeah, Phoenix, one to watch, and definitely a result that the whole country should get in behind. I think that you don't have to be a football fan or a Wellingtonian to want to see this team do well, because history could be in the making.
Absolutely, and certainly a lot of excited Knicks fans in my house. So there'll be some excitement, I can guarantee, over the weekend with that one. Looking
excellent.
To cricket, though, yeah, no, excellent. Looking to the cricket and the Black Caps, how are they doing in the T20 International against Pakistan?
Well, they were supposed to get flogged, Susie. They're missing 14 of their top players through the IPL and injury. Like, it was supposed to be completely lopsided. This was, and I say this respectfully to the team that went there, a B team that was sent over, not the A players that you would expect. The T20 World Cup's just around the corner, as in the team is announced on Monday. That's how close it is to being done. But all these players are unavailable. We had the series against Pakistan. Pakistan are at full strength because they don't take part in the IPL because of the political tensions between them and India. So it was supposed to be hiding nothing. First game, washout. Second game, they got beaten badly. But they've come back and won the last two games, New Zealand, this Black Caps side, with a lot of young, inexperienced, some of them brand new players to this arena as well. And they produced a result overnight that was, I don't want to overdo it, but it was pretty staggering to see them do as well as they did. Tim Robinson scored it's his first series. He scored a half century, and that young bowling combination. We saw them each get a kind of a run in the test towards the end of that home summer. And Willow Rourke and Ben Sears, they were outstanding as well. They held on for a 4-run win. So it wasn't just a little bit of luck going their way. They had to show their nerve at the end there against a full-strength Pakistan side, maybe one injury out of their top lineup. So this is great for the depth. And I'm just wondering whether a few of these players may have potentially pushed their name into contention For that T20 World Cup, because you'd presume that, look, Southee is the captain, he can get picked, Tim Southee. But Trent Bolt and players like that who have done so much and deserve to be have a place in that team, they're not guaranteed selections if these guys keep performing to that level. And there's got to be something said for momentum. Got to be something said for momentum, as we saw with Ruchin Ravindra in the 50-over World Cup. So I'm really intrigued to see where this goes. But they've one more game to go. Should they win that? They win the series in Pakistan, and a loss would see the series drawn. Pretty phenomenal when you think about it.
It is pretty phenomenal and definitely one worth watching for that upcoming selection. Just finally, it's a big weekend of sport, as we've been talking about, with the Wellington Phoenix, amongst others. Also, a big Anzac weekend clash coming up in Super Rugby Pacific.
Yeah, right. So it's obviously with the Anzac, you know, they have copped a bit of criticism that they didn't play a game on Anzac Day. But the fact of the matter is they've scheduled five Anzac games here. So there's five New Zealand teams up against five Australian teams, which is kind of cool and looking forward to see how it goes. And I hate to be the person that stands there and sounds like I'm beating the old drum of, oh, well, New Zealand teams will win all of them. I'll tell you what, there's a good chance that that could happen. I just think the matchups work out really well. Much intrigue on the Crusaders, who are last place, and they're taking on. It's still, they've had injuries, a lot of change, and shouldn't expect them necessarily to be the world beaters, but they haven't gone anywhere close to what people would expect. They get a few key players back from injury, in particular Scott Barrett, and they're placing. So the last place Crusaders will start as favourites against the fourth place Rebels, and I'd be surprised not to see them get up. They are still a chance of being able to make their way to the playoffs, amazingly, with the way the structure of that competition. But that's a really intriguing one to watch. The Chiefs will be going up against the Waratahs, where traditionally they don't go so great on that trip. But the Chiefs, after had a bye and then a loss to the Hurricanes before that, so they'd be ramped up, ready to go. You think that they're a great chance. The Hurricanes are seemingly unstoppable, and they haven't won in Canberra against the Brumbies since 2017. But geez, it feels like the Brumbies were pretty bad against the Blues last time they played, so I really think there's a good chance the Hurricanes keep that momentum going. Blues away to the Reds, and you think the Blues' form should be fine there. And Highlanders and Force are both kind of equal towards the foot of the table there, and the Highlanders at home, you'd like to think that could be done. And then, there's a great derby game in Moana Pacifica versus the Fijian Drua in Fiji. So an all Pacific Island clash. And the Moana Pacifica going under the radar a little bit too, Susie. They've won three games this year, which is more than they've won in their previous history together before going into the season. They're sitting in eighth place. And Tana Umanga, the coach there, reckons if they can win three of the remaining six games, they could finish in the top eight. So they're a team that deserves a little bit of attention too, because while they're not about to win the thing, it's a monumental, monumental growth for them. So an interesting, intriguing round for Super Rugby for me. And if you're a Wellingtonian fan of anything sport down there, the Canes and the Knicks playing in consecutive, back-to-back timing-wise, sounds like a way to lock yourself in for a fun evening and afternoon.
Certainly does. Hey, thanks so much, Sam Ackerman there, our sports commentator.